come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back. Super Bowl 54 right around the corner, and we are waiting the arrival of our top of the hour guest. He should be here, hopefully, momentarily. And I get it. You know, you're getting grabbed. You're getting, you know, we've seen it. Deontay Wilder was here earlier.
Yeah.
And his handler kind of, he didn't touch me, but he kind of like, you get away, get away, get away. Sure. And then I said, all I want to do is just kind of say hi. He's like, everybody wants to just say hi.
Yeah.
So I told him about the interview that we did last year on Radio Row. And so he said, okay, he set it up. You know, we talked for a brief, you know, 20, 30 seconds. And, it was cool to see him, though. So
sure. No, I mean, the star, the athlete, they're putting their hand on their handler's shoulder. They got to walk them to a crowd. They are like similar to a UFC entrance. I mean, if you're coming down the ramp or the tunnel, you see similar fashion where they got a group of people around to keep them on schedule, which is apparently not working.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to say anything. You know, not yet. I mean, they've been over three times to confirm where we are because they've brought all the other guests.
Everyone.
You know, all of the UFC fighters was all through the same PR firm. So,
but they've never had this kind of attention from their guests that they're ushering in.
Well, you know, this side that we're on Radio Row is kind of so low-key. You know, the insanity is all the way over on the other side.
Right.
So,
but yet, as soon as the insanity people over there, they come over here. And it's very calm, and you have access to people like Joe Montana.
Yeah, you know, who literally was sitting, you know, right next to me not, you know, an hour ago.
And over there, you couldn't have got near him because he was mobbed and all the fans. Because they let fans in on that side of the arena for autographs. So now it's, like, filled with people that are here, just autograph hunters and then collectors and people who are going to resell it on eBay or whatever, if that's a thing still.
No, it's still a thing.
Okay, eBay's still a thing?
Yeah, it's still Bay of an E. And have you seen some of the people walking around? They have, like, you know, cases and cases of helmets.
Unbelievable.
And footballs. And it totally is.
Does that turn you off to the whole experience? I mean, does the autograph not mean as much because of that industry that exists? Like,
yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, if you look at some of the autographs that you get, and I get it. You know, you're a collector. You just happen to walk by somebody or, you know, you come here on purpose to get somebody's autograph. And then it's like a scribble. Well, I told you, I purchased for my daughter for Christmas a Paige Van Zandt autographed book. And if it wasn't that on the front it said Paige Van Zandt, I wouldn't have known that it was Paige Van Zandt.
Wow.
So, sure. Well, hey. Here we go.
So,
how are you? Hey, good to see you.
Hey, welcome,
right over here. All right, so we've talked about this. And it's been a little while, but it's so cool because, well, first and foremost, let's welcome to the program Mr. Dana White. Dana, how are you, sir?
How are you?
Not too bad. You know, I've been coming to like my 30-something Radio Row, and I'm always pushing MMA, and I've always pushed the UFC.
I was just telling these guys when we were walking over here, I said, man, he's an OG. When I used to do a press conference and three media members would show up, you were one of the three.
UFC 11 was my first UFC.
Beautiful, man.
Yeah.
You've been a huge supporter of this sport forever, and we appreciate you.
I took Matt Hughes' belt to the Jacksonville Super Bowl. I think it was in 2005.
Right.
You know, trying to push the sport, trying to get MMA where we wanted it to eventually to go. And I'm so excited for the past 3 days, you know, all the athletes walking around, the UFC athletes, you walking around. It's taken a long time to get to this point. Talk about what you had to go through.
It has, but it hasn't. I mean, when you think about how big we've become in just 20 years, it's pretty amazing. You know, it's been a fight. It's been a lot of hard work, but anything worth, you know,
sure,
worth having is you got to fight for. So it's been fun. I've had a blast. I love Radio Row, man. This, the energy in here is always really good, and you meet a lot of cool people, and it's fun. My son got accepted to play football at USD, and this weekend is the big, you know, official offer weekend. So I literally flew out here to do this, and then I'm flying right back to go to San Diego to go do that this weekend. That's how much I like Radio Row.
Is that why you changed to the, I think it's the Wednesday, you know, when we do all the press with the UFC? Because it's kind of changed a little bit into this, you know, with the open, you know, and everybody's sitting there.
Yeah, I think that we've gotten to a point now where there's so much media. It's not like the old days. Like, I would do a press conference and answer everybody's question. Then I would do a scrum. You know, then I would do one-on-ones after the scrum. I mean, there's so many people now. You can't do that like you used to.
I don't want to get in trouble with the other media people, but I've always said that's awful. It's the same questions, you know, asked of you and asked of the fighters. Yeah. I'm like, why do we do this?
Yeah. But the reality is back then, we had, you know, 10, 15 guys, right, that would cover the sport. And, you know, some people were spending their own money or using what little budgets they had to come do that. So I was like, man, I'll give whatever they want. So very fortunate in the early days we could do stuff like that. That was fun.
Oh, absolutely. Back when that was on Saturday, Super Bowl weekend, I would come here to Radio Row. I would then go to Vegas for the Saturday fight. Then I'd red eye it back to the Super Bowl.
Amazing.
Because I would not miss this.
Yeah, you've been around for a long time, man. We appreciate you.
I know that. Thank you very much. I know that you've talked about this. I was at the Atlantic City UFC. Donald Trump was there. I was at MSG last year. Donald Trump was there. It was incredible. The atmosphere was there. And I know you've talked about it, but what was it like? You're in the back sitting there with the president of the United States.
Yeah, I was just the radio show I just came from. We were talking about it. And this guy has been such a good friend to me, you know, over the last 20 years. And he's been even a better friend since he's become the president. Literally, for UFC Fight Pass, I was in a meeting and I was screening all these new shows that we're doing. And my phone starts lighting up all zeros and it says Washington, D.C., right? So I said, pause it. Be quiet. I take the call and it says, Mr. White, this is the White House. I have the president calling for you. Can you speak with him? And I said, absolutely. You know, put him through. And they're like, connecting you to Air Force One. Air Force One operator, Mr. White, we have the president. You know, this was like 2 days before I came here. And the first thing he says is, how did Cowboy only last 40 seconds? You know, he's a huge fan. He's a good friend. And the guy has always been amazing to me. And to have him there that night was awesome, man. It was awesome for the sport. It's awesome for the athletes. And obviously a very special personal moment for me.
Tell me the first fight you think of. Now, we all know, you know, it's the Stephen Bonner, the Forrest Griffin. That's what kind of helped kick us to the next level, us. Like, I had a lot to do with it. But, you know, what's the second fight that you think of, first one that comes to mind?
Yeah, obviously Bonner-Griffin was massive for the sport. I would probably have to say the next big one for us that really blew it up was probably Chuck and Tito.
Okay.
You know, there was always that fighting with me and Tito and Chuck and Tito and all this other stuff. And it was like me and Chuck versus Tito going into that fight. And you know, Chuck won by spectacular knockout. And, you know, Chuck Liddell became a huge rock star. Then he knocked out Couture, which was huge. You know, that felt like the time when the sport was really starting to take off.
I hate to always ask these athletes, like Otto Graham was a friend of mine, and I said, you know, what would you be worth today? He was the highest paid player, $40,000 a year. What would Chuck Liddell be today in his heyday?
Chuck Liddell made big money then.
Well, I understand that. No, I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, Chuck Liddell made really big money then. To be honest with you, you know, Chuck, if you look at the era that Chuck fought in, Chuck was one of the highest paid guys, you know.
And that's kind of the way Otto Graham said it, too. The money he made back then in the 40s is equal to now.
No. Chuck Liddell made the type of money back
today?
Then
wow.
that these guys are making now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You talked about, you know, Chuck and Tito and you and all that. There was a conversation that happened just over by the Tampa Bay Channel 10 booth the other day. I'm just curious your thoughts on Usman and Masvidal. And
yeah, I hate it. I hate when that stuff happens. You know, we show the NFL Radio Row and look like Neanderthals, you know? And for people like this, when guys like that start getting into it, it scares people.
Right.
People get scared. And it's bad. It's not good. Everybody thinks because I'm a promoter, I'm like, yeah, that's great. And obviously those two are going to fight. You know what I mean? It's not good. But it's not good when that happens. It scares people. If they touched each other, I'm sure the police would have been involved.
Sure.
Then you get, these guys would be in all kinds of legal trouble. Who knows what the athletic commissions would do from there? It's not good for anybody.
When do you think that fight will happen?
That fight's going to happen. That fight was already in
right.
It's going to happen International Fight Week in Vegas.
Well, there you go. Final question for you. The Patriots are playing the Las Vegas Raiders in the AFC Championship. Where are we?
I am a Patriots fan. I always have been and always will be a Patriots fan. If the Patriots do not take Tom Brady, Tom Brady needs to come to Vegas. Vegas has the money to pay him. The stadium is badass. It's 45 minutes flight away from L.A. His family can live in L.A. His wife is a supermodel. She could do all her stuff out there. There's no state tax in the state of Nevada. Buy a house in Nevada, no state taxes. This guy's coming from Taxachusetts where he's paid unbelievable amount of taxes. It's a win-win-win for everybody. We need Brady in Vegas. But I am a Patriots fan.
If he doesn't stay there. Final question, who do you have on Sunday?
Okay, so I think this is a tough game to call. I mean, even the line is like 1.5. I think the defenses win Super Bowls. So you got to go with San Francisco, but Mahomes is a stud, you know, and he's hard to bet against, but I got San Francisco.
Okay. I always like to thank my guests when they come on, so we're going to send you some gear from 8 Man Strong, but I had to step it up a notch. So we have another sponsor. It's called Arcade 1-Up. So we're going to send you any console, any cabinet of anything that they make. They're going to send to the UFC Center in Vegas, and then they can transport it to your house. So just let Dave Lockett or Chris Costello or one of those guys know which one you want, and it'll be mailed to you next week.
That's incredible. So, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your time, Dana.
Thank you, brother.
All right, let's go hit a quick break. Coming to you live from the Super Bowl Radio Row.
Hammer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, putting it down.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
So we go from your champion, your belt holder, to the president, the guy who has made this whole thing happen. Chael Sonnen said that on whatever day that was. Was that Tuesday?
It was Tuesday.
God, Tuesday.
Seems like it was 7 years ago.
It truly, truly does.
How do you feel? Relieved?
No, honestly, it's strange. I wasn't worried about it at all. I truly wasn't. And it's the first time I've had Dana on the show in 17 years.
Dana White called you an OG, like one of the few guys that were there from the ground level. How's that feel? Validation? Is it validation of a career? Following a company?
A sport. Following a sport, right? And the company.
Right.
I'm very fortunate that I got in covering the sport that I love. From the ground floor.
Sure.
Getting in with the athletes before they became, the superstars that they are today.
Right.
I would be curious, and I used to always say it to Chuck Liddell, Randy Couture, Tito Ortiz, 5 years from now, 6 years from now, when this thing absolutely explodes, one of the reasons that I kind of gravitated to mixed martial arts is the team, the sportsmanship, the honor, we briefly talked about it with Curtis Blades in the first hour. And that kind of brought me away, from everything else that I do, the baseball and the football. And, when we bring up our children, unfortunately today, what do we say? Become a football player.
Yeah.
Go to school, practice, become a baseball player. Now some of the smart people are saying, play golf.
Right.
Nobody would ever say, go wrestle. It's always because you're thinking the dollars.
Sure.
The dollars of football, the dollars of baseball.
Sure.
And early in these days, it was funny how Dana said, no, Chuck made.
Chuck made real money back then.
Chuck made today's money back then, which,
wow.
And then again, think of what Chuck could make today. If he made today's money then, does that mean he's making tomorrow's money now?
And I know that's your boy, and I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but Chuck probably wouldn't have the career that he did then in today's market, because these guys are not just going to stand and strike.
They're mixed.
They're mixed martial artists. Chuck couldn't have survived in today's evolution of the sport. He wouldn't have had the same impact.
I don't believe he would be
the star that he is today that he was back then. I just think the sport's changed so much. Now these guys have to. I mean, look at the Black Beast. That guy has to learn how to grapple. He has to learn how to be on the ground.
I don't think he'll learn it. And again, he's gonna go with his hands.
Right.
And he's gonna hope to knock you out before his balls get hot.
Right. Before he passes out.
Which is what he said. It's not like, that's a quote. I can't get in trouble with the FCC because that's exactly what he said.
That's exactly what he said.
So,
it's a different sport now. Back then, they were rock stars. I'm glad that he made rock star money back then. It's a different league. It's a different sport, and it's continuing to evolve.
Different time.
Anyway, with Sean Merriman talking about how football is a great natural, sport for guys that are big, explosive, powerful, disciplined to, migrate. I think the sport's going to grow even more to where you see these absolute monsters that have versatility and ground games and defense.
We've
like
seen
you just
it.
Spoke about.
We've seen it. It's Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. I mean,
maybe what you're saying is Brock Lesnar with Curtis Blades, you know, power and stand up.
Sure.
Or the Black Beast power and stand up. I mean, Brock has power.
Right.
I mean, don't get
no
me
doubt.
Wrong. But, you know, again, could you imagine a Brock Lesnar that was as good standing up as this wrestling?
That's where it's going. I mean, that's where it's going to go.
That's always wrestling.
So, yeah, I mean, but it's fun to watch it grow. And it's awesome to see you get the validation and the accolades from the president himself about your role and your importance in the sport. And it's an honor to be sitting next to you at Radio Row to see it.
Again, dinner's on you tonight, so it's
not
all good.
Not all that. It's not that good of an accomplishment.
Hopefully we're going to find out where our other guests are that we're still trying to make sure that they can get up here.
Only 25 years of dedication to lead up to today.
No, but it's been cool. It's been fun, you know, to watch. And I have said this on the air, and I've said it privately. The first UFC that I covered, UFC 11, Augusta, Georgia, the after party was in the ballroom. It's a cheese and cracker tray.
Oh, it's it like was media row here.
Three media, two fans, and Tank Abbott. You know, we were all together.
Was he the server?
No. No. Where now, you know, everybody has everything, you know, which is awesome. It is absolutely awesome. And there was so much more that I would have liked to have touched base with, you know, Ryan Bennett.
Of course.
Mask.
Like that was my question. I obviously didn't get to ask any questions.
Yeah, I had.
Which is
not,
smart.
Not only, just so you know, not only did I turn your mic down, because there is no off. It's all the way at zero. Not
right.
only did I turn that all the way down to zero, but I unplugged you as well.
Right, which is a smart move, and I would do the same thing.
You think?
But my question was, what role, like how big of an influence was Tap Out in the growth of the sport? I mean,
I think huge, because it was back when a lot of these fighters were not making a lot of money, and Charles and Dan, you know, and Scrape, you know, would throw some money to these guys. You know, they could go out to dinner. They could eat dinner, period.
Sure.
You know, they could afford the 99-cent, you know, menu at McDonald's. And, you know, they were throwing them money. And they didn't even care at the time, you know, if they were making money. They believed they were doing the right thing. They were moving forward. And, you know, that's the way that it is.
It's a shame that Tap's not part of, like, the logos and the new UFC. You know, it's title sponsors. And they took away some, like, those, like, Head Rush, individual, you know, sponsors,
yeah, the
and
clothing and
Zions.
You know, but you know, we can take both sides of it. I get it. You know, the UFC is paying, you know, for all the airtime. The UFC is paying for everything. And here, you know, the athletes, and I can take either side, but, you know, the athletes were now being compensated. And the organist, you can't play baseball. You can't do that in the NFL.
Right. Right. So to get to be where they are on the four-letter network, you know, with all the world of watching, you do have to have title sponsors, and you got to conform it to where it's all the same. Yeah, you know, and that's the part of growth, unfortunately.
It is all the same, and that's why, you know, we're very fortunate. We have some really good sponsors, Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone, and Arcade 1UP really stepped up for
big
me.
Time. Huge.
And we were going to give him the Golden Tee,
right?
You know, which is like, oh, let him pick what he wants.
Right.
You know, he may want Street Fighter. He may want, or in this case, he may already have everything. You know,
true,
but I'll stay up with Dave Lockett and Chris Costello, who used to be with the Rays. And thanks to them, we are going to send them a package from 8 Man Strong to the UFC Center and one of the units.
Well, if he doesn't want it, I'll unplug something in my house and put good use to it.
If he doesn't want what?
The arcade game.
Yeah, I think he wants it.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
I'll unplug my lights.
Yeah.
I'll sit in the dark and play a Golden Tee.
Well, first, I'm looking at the lights blue my board.
Oh, well, that's true.
Right.
Well, you know, we don't know that. I mean, we're
of
not
course
like,
we know it.
Well, you don't work at Radio Shack. How do you know?
Because I've purchased a lot of items from Radio Shack, and that is exactly what happened. You know, I know that for a fact.
Well,
all right, bottom of the hour. We still have Ricardo Lockett coming up.
Yep.
We also have Commander Chad Hayrigs coming up. We're going to talk a little flights. We're going to talk, I believe he's an MMA fan.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I don't know.
Invite him to your aircraft carrier event.
We are. Well, they're the ones I'm talking to
maybe
about
they
doing
flies
that.
Flies out there.
Not you. You're not going.
How many seats are in a fighter jet?
Two. Him and me.
I'll sit in your lap.
You're not going. Let me learn here. I learned a lesson. Okay. You're not going. So well, let's go hit this break, and then we will try to grab a hold of Ricardo Lockett. Then we have Commander Chad Hayriggs coming up right after that. Coming to you live as we get ready to call it a day, call it a week from Radio Row here in Miami. Super Bowl 54 right around the corner. Two teams are playing. Who are they again? Kansas City and San Francisco. More importantly, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
Hey everybody, Ryan Bader here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Monster Jam. This is power. This is precision. This is passion. This is Monster Jam. See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks. Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Okay. Right around the corner. Final 28 minutes of the show. So we're going to speak to Ricardo Lockett here in a minute. Then we're going to have Commander Chad Hayriggs on. We're going to talk about the flyover. We're going to, you know, do all that kind of stuff. So let's do this first. And yeah, right here, please. So I mentioned earlier what we were going to do, and one of the producers is like, "Oh my God, I know everything about Ricardo." So it was kind of cool. It was kind of funny. Good and bad. We're adjusting here. Here you go. So first and foremost, Ricardo, how are you, sir?
Oh, I can't complain, man. I'm here talking to you guys here in Miami. Knockout Radio is nothing better than that.
We're having a good time. We're talking some mixed martial arts. We may even drop in a little football, you know, as well.
Okay.
You know, one half second of Google search,
okay.
And, you know, and I saw a little bit about your story. What I think most fans don't understand is they only see, you know, the glory. They see Super Bowl Sunday and Tom Brady holding up his 18th trophy.
Right.
They really don't understand what you guys have gone through.
No idea. No idea. No one knows what you went through when you walk into work Monday morning. They don't know if you had breakfast or not. They don't know if you cooked it and it just flipped over as soon as you put it all on the plate. They don't know if traffic was crazy. But the only thing they really care about is, are you at work? Are you there on time? Were you respectful? You know, how, you know, that type of thing. And I think that's just how life feels.
When do you start thinking about the future, you know, your body, you know, mentally, physically, all that? Are you thinking of that in college? Are you thinking about that once you get into the NFL, thinking about the future and what could happen?
I think responsible players do. I don't think a lot of us do. I think that's something that comes with maturity, that comes with having the right type of people around you. So I would say maybe 35-40% players do.
All right. Now, I know you're going around, you're talking about some things since football. Tell me a little bit about the football players health study and probably one of the most famous words on planet Earth, Harvard.
For sure.
Right?
For sure. And this is something very dear to me. It's a group of people that are working tirelessly every day and every night to make our game safer and better. And sitting next to me is world-renowned Dr. Herman Taylor, a cardiologist from Morehouse College, also on the Harvard board. So we're here representing that, and he can tell you more about exactly what the study is and how greatly they're going to improve the sport.
You know, please do that, and for numerous reasons. This is Knockout Radio,
yeah.
So it's not whatever we're going to talk about isn't just football, I'm sure. I mean, it can, you know, go over into the MMA world, the combat world, the fighting world,
sure,
and it's things that nobody thinks about, and they need to.
Right. There's so much of that. Thank you for having us.
Can I interrupt real quick?
Sure.
If all this doesn't pan out, you being the doctor and the high level that you're at,
yeah,
you have a great voice for radio.
He gets that all the time.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. The thing that we're talking about here, that is the Harvard Football Players Health Study, aims to help former players live better lives, you know, pure and simple. At first, everyone, when they think about football and they think about health, they begin immediately to think about concussions and those sorts of things that are critically important. However, what we neglect to remember is that there's so much else going on with players' health that may be directly related to football, that may be somehow connected to football, and we don't think about. If you wanted to think about the things that shorten a player's life, you have to consider cardiovascular disease, that is heart disease, stroke. Those things kill more players than other causes. We don't think about
that.
Yeah,
I would have never thought of that.
Absolutely. The other things like sleep apnea, chronic pain, those things can really hobble a player in his years and where he's going to spend most of his life, which is after he finishes the game. So what we're about is trying to make life better for the players by focusing on those things and doing research that is guided by what the players tell us. You know, as I often say, we did not a group of cardiologists and neurologists sit in a room and decide what the best study would be without first talking to the players, you know, getting their priorities, understanding from their level just exactly what impairs their life, their lifestyle, what interferes with them being effective parents, and just citizens, because they are, you know, dealing with the aftermath of having played the game.
As these studies come out, and again, it's centered on NFL and football players, but
right.
this can benefit everyone, and I'm going to even listen to this even closer, because I have sleep apnea.
Right.
I haven't slept in a bed in 7 years.
How about that?
I sleep sitting up in a chair.
Why
because I stop breathing. Because of sleep apnea. So,
yeah.
you know, so these studies can definitely help everybody.
Absolutely. Just focusing on sleep apnea for just a second, it is much more common than people think. And it has consequences, not just, you know, snoring, but it can affect blood pressure. It can even impact your blood sugar. But it really can have an effect on how your heart functions if it goes untreated. The good news is that we have great treatments for it, right? And by, you know, using the CPAP, some people actually have surgery to open up the airways. By, you know, accessing those types of resources, people can do a whole lot better, live normal lives, avoid some of the consequences of sleep apnea. Similarly, what we want to find out by following the advice and the priorities that we establish by talking to people like Ricardo, and we have about 30 total player advisors. We have some of their spouses on the team of advisors as well. They help direct our attention. They help us focus. It's not just us thinking of what's most interesting to us, but the priority is what's most important to the players.
So what did they bring to the table? You know, what's like the first thing that they say to you, I need help with?
Yeah, so, you know, 4,100 players total have responded to enrolling into the study. That makes it the largest study in the history of NFL, of studying football. So right off that, it's important. The things that top the list, chronic pain, headache, sleep apnea, weight gain, weight loss, those issues, and cardiovascular issues, atrial fibrillation, some guys complain about. Others have high blood pressure that's uncontrolled, and they wonder how much should they worry about that. And in fact, and I'll just mention this fact real quick, what a lot of people don't understand is that high blood pressure, as quiet as it's kept, people talk about it being the silent killer. It also can impair brain function. So if high blood pressure is not treated, it can cause cognitive decline. So if you add, you know, hitting your head over and over and over, you know, on a Sunday, we do that for 11 years old, add high blood pressure to that, then it's a double hit. And it could, and we're looking at this, it could aggravate the whole situation. How they act.
Please don't take offense by how I'm going to say this. I've been in a locker room for 35 years. I've been in clubhouses for 35 years. Athletes tend to be a little stubborn. How do you get through? They understand they need to, but how do you get through to them that they have to?
Yeah. Well, part of it, go ahead.
We're stubborn because people, I won't say they make us stubborn, but I mean, if you have somebody say, hey, you better medicine, or like, hey, you need this, blah, 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 and they just bring it and put it in your locker, then that's a little different when you get home and you have to go to the standing line and pick it up, or you have to go to the waiting room and sit down. And you're like, I don't know. But go ahead.
Yeah.
How do you get
but
that
see,
person?
This is really critical, because me answering that question out of my knowledge and experience is vastly different from talking to Ricardo first and asking him the question. You understand?
Right.
So, and I think that's what distinguishes us. We go to the players when we have questions about this. Try to understand in ways that perhaps we have, you know, that most studies, you know, just what it is, motivates the player, what barriers do they face, what kind of attitudes and behaviors are common on players, that we can be more effective in what we're trying to do.
I've been told by all of the players that I deal with in the Tampa area, that's the biggest adjustment is, you know, you're told when you get to the stadium, you're told you can practice, you're told. When you leave, that you don't know what to do. You don't even return because you're used to being told that.
Right, exactly. It's like having a handler. That would just be like me and Herm trying to get all the interviews, just walk around by ourselves. It takes a team. So you're going to need there's different players that have to play different roles. But once you stop playing and once you're disconnected, you become a one-man team. And that's hard for a person that hasn't been trained or a person that hasn't ever been put in that situation. Because before he had the responsibilities of taking care of himself, he was in high school and college, coaches and the teachers look out for you. And then you come in the NFL and then you have agents, managers, assistants, groupies. So everybody do stuff
media.
For you. Media. Yeah. And then it all comes to a halt. And it's, Ricardo, why didn't you do this? Ricardo, why didn't you do that? Ricardo is just like, you know, I'm just going to stay home and just turn my phone off.
Right. It's funny because we had Brian and Benny Blades on, you know, earlier in the week, and that's exactly what they said.
But I turn my phone off and then I sit at home. That doesn't change the fact that I have concussions or depression or sleep apnea or whatever it is. I'm not helping myself. I'm just avoiding all the other responsibilities that I don't want to
be responsible take care
for.
Of.
Yeah, for sure. So how, that's the hard part for us. So now what we're saying is all the guys that are going through that same situation, call, but player study on Instagram or Twitter, DM, send a message, comment, show your presence, and there's people like myself that will reach out to you and we're willing to talk to you, and we understand you. We understand where you're coming from, and we want to help you. It's a brotherhood. So lean on the brotherhood. You know, a lot of times I don't want to talk to my mom. I don't want to talk to my brother. I don't want to talk to my friend because they haven't been through what I've been through. You know, so, you know, iron sharpens iron. So
absolutely.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you my information if I can ever help. If you can, you know, come on a regular basis, we can talk about it and, you know, let us help you get involved. We would really look forward to that.
That'd be great.
Let's go hit our last break of the afternoon real quick, and then we're going to talk to some Navy fighter pilots who will be doing the flyover on Sunday. Coming to you live from Radio Row in Miami, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Big time.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. For all your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprinting.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com. If you need fight shorts or the walkout banner printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprinting.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprinting.com a call. I did, and I could not be happier, and I know you will as well. That's 72hourprinting.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Final segment, Radio Super Bowl 54. We haven't even really talked much about San Francisco. We haven't talked much about Kansas City. But we're going to talk about what happens before the actually kicks off. Let's welcome to the show, Chad Hayrig. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing well today. Thank you for having me.
Talk to me, first and foremost, how many of these flyovers have you done? I'm sure many.
On the Super Bowl scale, never. So I've done some smaller flyovers, but obviously this one is the biggest event of the year.
But does it make it any different that it's the Super Bowl or it's the Outback Bowl?
It does emotionally, but as far as like the mechanics of doing it, it does not.
Are you a fan of either teams? Just curious.
I am a big-time Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Okay, all right. So walk me through how the timing. Now, I was at the Outback Bowl January 1st in Tampa, and it got messed up, and they said it was the singer who sang quicker or slower or whatever. How difficult is it to hit it just right?
So if everything goes off without a hitch, we can hit it every single time, 100% of the time. It's when stuff starts to change a little bit. Obviously, we're flying at a pretty great speed there at that point, around 350 miles an hour. So it's kind of hard to delay. We can always speed up a little bit, but it's hard to delay. So if everything goes off as scheduled, piece of cake. If there's some delays, like the singer goes long or something like that, or whatever the case is with the color guard getting on the field, obviously things happen because it's the real world. That's when it's a little challenging to adjust the timing.
Is there communication going? Like, are you talking to people in the stadium? I know the SOCOM, who are the parachuters, they tell me that they're talking back and forth and they know whether they can jump or not. What are you talking about?
Absolutely. So we'll have two folks there in the stadium, actually four folks for this. Be in constant comms or communications with the folks that are running the timeline and also talking to the airplanes themselves.
So at every Buccaneer game, they have the flyovers. McDowell's right there. And then I think it's the third quarter. All the pilots are on the field and they're waving and stuff. Do you guys get to get in on Sunday?
We're hoping. Yep. We're keeping our
open. So we got to, what do we need to do to get this done?
We're our fingers crossed. I think it's going to happen. So as long as, we're landing and flying out of Homestead. So it's a little bit of a jaunt to get up there, but as soon as we get there, hopefully by the fourth quarter we'll be out there.
How is the pick? How is the selection? How was that done? How did you get picked?
It came down from upper leadership in the Navy, and they looked at what they want to do with the flyover. And so the theme of this flyover is the future of naval aviation. And this one is pretty big because we have the F-35C, we have the F-35B, we have the F-18 Echo, then we also have the E-18 Growler. So kind of what the future air wing of the Navy is going to look like is from that point, they kind of looked, okay, what squadrons are available? What are the operational commitments? Who's in town? And who's physically able to support that? And then from there, it just kind of trickles down.
Now, I know it's work. What you're doing is work. It's what you do. You can probably do it in your sleep. But I would imagine even if you were busy, you or any other pilot, if they're told, hey, do you want to fly the flyover at the Super Bowl? It's like, I'm not busy, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I mean, the hardest part, like last year we were deployed during the Super Bowl. And so we were underway on watching the Super Bowl. Connectivity is not all the best on the ship, so there'd be some interruptions and stuff, but it was still great to be able to watch it. So to be able to possibly see it here firsthand is an amazing opportunity.
Give me the Kansas City background.
So I was born in Lawrence, Kansas, and then I lived there as a young kid, diehard Kansas City Royals fan and Chiefs fan. Many times out to Arrowhead and to Kauffman Stadium. And so to see those guys get here to the Super Bowl is just phenomenal. I'm so excited.
Bigger Royals or bigger Chiefs?
That's a tough call. Probably equal on both.
I'm pretty good friends with Brett Saberhagen.
Oh, yeah.
And off the air, I'll tell you a story. I will ever tell this one on the air. How many of these do you do?
So
is this what your job is when you're not deployed?
No, not at all. No. So we're an operational F-18 squadron in Lemoore, California. And every day we're constantly training for the next evolution that we're going to do through our workup cycle, through the next deployment. And it's just a constant evolution. So, I mean, our goal is to be ready at a moment's notice to go out there and execute any mission.
So my wife is a nurse, and she really doesn't like to watch medical shows. Miles Teller walked by yesterday. Give me your take on Top Gun, and do you watch it? Did you watch it? Did you like it? Where were the mistakes?
So as a kid, that was a movie that got a lot of us into naval aviation. So I've wanted to be a Navy pilot since I was a kid. And so it was pretty neat. So those guys were out in Lemoore coming out to film the new one, which is a pretty incredible experience getting to meet those guys out there. And not 15 minutes ago, we were talking to Miles and talking to Glenn, and it was pretty great experience to sit there and talk to the actors about the movie.
Talk to us real quickly about a training session. You know, again, you watch. We all watch Top Gun in the training, and don't go below. I mean, is that genuine? Is
absolutely, absolutely. So a lot of the, you know, a lot of the terms that you'll hear in the movies, the hard deck and the rules of engagement and all that stuff is very real, and you know, it's there for our protection, and for the protection and the safety of those around us. You know, obviously, in that scenario, you're gonna do, you know, what position, but in, you know, a normal thing, those are there for the safety of all those that are flying.
I know that I call him Toolbox because he always tends to screw things up. Your call sign, you know, tell us what it is and what it means, and is there a meaning behind it?
So in the Navy, the call signs are never the call sign that you want. So my call sign is Chad. So I had a department head when I was a young lieutenant, and my first name's Chad, and he would constantly yell at me like, "Choad, get over here! Choad, get over here! Choad, get over here!" And so yeah, it'll be a variation between Choad and Toad, and it's just yeah, it's just variation.
Awesome. Sir, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. I know you've got other things to do, but I'm going to grab an address. We're going to send you some gear from 8 Man Strong.
Awesome. Thank
for
you.
All the guys, just give me an address and the sizes, and we'll get some stuff sent out
great.
To you.
Great. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very all much. Right. Always go Navy.
Go Chiefs, go Royals.
And go Navy. all right. We've got how much time left? Are we going to come? I'm kicking you off. I'm just saying, I know you got more things to No, not at all. I was saying, I thought you had other stuff to do. All right, so real quickly, we'll touch base when we'll hit a real quick 2-minute break. When we come back, Matt and I will close it down and talk about Kansas City and San Francisco when we return. Coming to you live from Radio Row, final few minutes. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Monster Jam! This is power! This is precision! This is passion! This is Monster Jam! See the legendary Gravedigger, El Toro Loco, and more of your favorite Monster Jam trucks! Brought to you by BKT Tires, Circle K, and your local Ford dealers. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Raymond James Stadium, January 11th and February 1st.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Ryan Beatty here, Bellator heavyweight and light heavyweight champion. You're listening to Knockout Radio with that ugly man over here, Randy.
I survived Radio Row.
Well, I really can't fire you because it's your car.
That's true. I did have built-in security.
You know, I hate driving that much that I knew going in that I was not going to be able to fire you at least until tomorrow when we get back.
But how'd I do? I did it on a scale of 1 to 2.
And 1 is the lowest and 2 is just above 1. Well, I mean, if we're going to be serious, 1 is fireable.
Okay.
10 is being told by Dana White you're an OG.
Okay.
You're 4.
For the whole week or for today?
Well, everything's the whole week.
Collective. I was hoping for like a 6.5.
No.
I mean,
no. That guy from Barstool has nothing on me.
Okay.
Because if you want to go, there's a couple of days you were in the negatives. So, you know, when you're in the negative, you have to really bust.
I had a couple mornings in the negatives, but I came through in the afternoons.
Your driving skills are awful.
In the morning, they are.
Literally, I have seen dead people drive better than you.
But we always get to where we need to go.
No, that's true. I mean, that's true. You know, we haven't died yet.
Yeah.
We didn't run out of gas yet.
We're on the way home.
That's why I filled up yesterday.
That makes sense.
You know, because I know you.
And we'll take a different route going home. We'll go north with more gas stations.
Well, it don't matter.
We'll go I-95 up to Orlando and over.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Back to the Gator Alley?
You're going to drive to Orlando to drive to...
Well, if you don't want to run out of gas, you've got to be play it safe.
As long as when we leave the Taste of the NFL, you have a full tank of gas, we're good.
I might have to take a nap before we drive that. I mean, I think I'm going to be in a food coma.
That's on you. That's on you.
I'm excited.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in from Radio Row. I want to thank all of our guests. It was incredible having Dana White sit down for a couple minutes. Was outstanding as well. The Navy pilots. Just everybody. We met some good connections. We are ready for the Super Bowl 55 next year in Tampa. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Want to thank 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. They're the ones who made it all possible. Ed, outstanding job back at the mothership. See everybody next week. Live in, where am I going next week? Phoenix. Arizona. See everybody next week. John Jones next Saturday. I watch the world filter, the side of the moon. After all, I knew it had to be something new.